Field work has been in high gear across central South Dakota over the past few weeks as farmers took advantage of the open winter to begin spring planting. Cody Hostler with Sioux Nation and Drake Seed in Fort Pierce, South Dakota, reports spring wheat planting actually started for a few farmers at Thanksgiving last fall with dormant seeding. Spring planting began quite early this year with many farmers hitting the fields in central South Dakota in mid-March.
They've been busy planting spring wheat. Oats are going in the ground. Hay barley's going in the ground. Quite a little mixes and lots of grass and alfalfa.
Hostler reports the spring wheat lines he's been moving are the top genetics which performed well in recent SDSU spring wheat variety trials.
The ones that are moving probably the best right now is a new one from South Dakota State called Ascend SD. That has been moving really well. It did really well in the trials last year. The other ones that always move well is SY Valda. That is an AgriPro Syngenta variety. We also have Hammer AX from Lima Grain. That is a spring wheat that you can spray unwanted grasses out of your spring wheat.
As spring cereals are planted, winter wheat has broken dormancy and is greening up. Hostler pegs the winter wheat in his area at 75% excellent, thanks to adequate soil moisture last autumn when it was planted. But moisture going forward is key to all crops right now, as topsoils are fairly dry in his area. This past week's rain and snow was extremely welcome, but Hostler states the region will need continued doses of rain to produce a productive crop. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.